The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is presented by BHP Billiton. By Reliant, keeps you powered at home, at work, and on the go. And by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome in, and boy, 5-3. That's pretty good, right? Right? It's better than 3-5. That's where the Texans were last year. My name's Drew Doherty. This is Texans Extra Points, and I've got two of my favorites on with me this week. We've got DP Sidhu of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV, and the man himself, an original Texan, Texans ambassador, Chester Pitts. We have much to discuss.
Good evening.
Good evening. That's right. And good afternoon. We'll get
good
them all
afternoon.
In. All right. But first, we got to get some news of the week in. And we've got to start with the quarterback. Brock Osweiler, like we said, in charge of that 5-3 football team. But he says he can play a lot better and there's room for improvement.
I think the thing that's encouraging is I feel like I'm getting better every single week, and I feel like this football team's getting better every single week. So there's plenty of room for improvement, but fortunately we still have 8 more games.
Through the first 8 games, the defense has been one of the big strengths of this ball club, but defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel says, hey, we could always get better and shore up the run game.
Going forward, if we can do a better job, a more consistent job in the running game, and be more consistent tacklers, I think that would bode well for us.
And on Monday morning, the big news of the week was Andre Johnson's retirement. The former Texan, who was with the Tennessee Titans, called it quits from the NFL. And one of his former teammates from way back when at the University of Miami, Vince Wilfork, shared his thoughts on Dre.
You know, he definitely made his mark at this level, especially in this town in Houston, to do what he did for the Texans throughout his career. It speaks volume.
Okay, in the third segment of the show, so a little bit later, we're going to get our thoughts from Chester, from DP, and from me on Andre Johnson, as well as Arian Foster. But let's go back to Brock Osweiler. 5-3, that's where you are as a team. That's good. It's better than 3-5, like we mentioned a year ago. But what do you want to see, and what can improve from Brock, Chester?
Consistency. That's what it's going to come down to. You can't have a tale of two halves. You can't have an away game quarterback and a home game quarterback. You got to have an all-time quarterback that steps up and 70% of the time, 80% of the time, 90% of the time, they're going to make the best decision, the right decision, and put the team in the best place to be successful. He's shown some flashes of being able to do that, somewhat consistency, and then he's had his struggles, he's had his rough games. But he's got the ability, he's got the talent, he's got the cast around him that really can give him those opportunities and put him in those positions to be able to make those plays. 8 games into the season again, 5-3. It's amazing that you hear the buzz that you hear and fans have an attitude and, oh, we should be 8-0. It's like, I love the expectations and I love the energy behind it, but you have to kind of be a realist. And last time I checked, 5-3 is a pretty doggone good record.
It's not
I would
bad.
Have taken it any year that I played and I was a Texan. I would have taken 5-3 8 games into the season.
It's the best midway point under Bill O'Brien in his 3 years here. Mm-hmm. And it's only been done 3 other times before that they've had 5 wins. But, DP, what have you seen from Brock and what can get better?
I think with Brock, we saw some flashes, like Chester said, of him doing things nicely against Indianapolis, against the Lions. But I'd like to see him limit the turnovers. He hasn't had a game where he's not committed a turnover or thrown an interception. 9 picks, 9 touchdowns. We'd like to see him limit those or eliminate those in the second half of the season, because as everyone says, those turnovers are drive killers and they seem to come at the most inopportune time. So I'd like to see him turn that around and get a little bit more consistent.
Chester, he's new to the team, but there are other pieces that are also new to the team cast-wise. How much has that maybe affected his play as well?
Well, you got to really think about it. He hadn't played that many games. He played 7 last year, in Kubiak's system. He's played 8 this year in a whole new and different system with a whole new cast of characters around him. I love and you hear in the fans and social media and all this conversation about how much better he's supposed to be. Well, I think he's done a pretty doggone good job. Could it be better? Absolutely. The biggest thing she hit on was, you know, find a way to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
But if he threw half the interceptions that he's thrown right now, the conversation would be completely different. And granted, there are going to be some mistakes made, but the way they've played and what they've been over, to, you know, been able to overcome is even with all the turnovers, they're still 5-3. I mean, they could be 6-2, maybe even 7-1 without them. But again, if you just double this record, the end of the season right now, and they're 10-6. Probably going to win the AFC South, and they're probably going to be hosting a playoff game.
Yeah.
You don't turn your nose up at those things.
Yeah.
Those are all right.
Something you take. You're right. You're right. And as far as the turnovers, one way you can get better at that and improve on that is through this week of self-scouting. The Texans have talked about what they're going to do, evaluating their own squad. How important has it been, and how important might it be for you think?
Oh, of course. It's very important because, you know, in my eyes, we all should self-scout, right,
sure.
Drew? I mean, me and you should be doing that as well. But we don't because we take the bye week and we do fun things. But as far as the team goes, they're going to self-scout. And I think that the one thing they like to do is... Yeah, they like to look at their tendencies, you know what their the looks they're giving other defenses. And I think Brock does have a tendency to maybe stare down his receiver, and he needs to look at film of himself and see that, you know, when DeAndre Hopkins gets intercepted, you know, what are the common denominators that happen in those plays? But, you know, maybe he can limit his turnovers. There's a lot of things that you can do when you self-scout yourself. So, and I think for the receivers, being new and being young, I think the drops, that's where we've seen a lot of the newness and the youth as far as wide receivers go.
Hey, Chester, on the whole, what is self-scouting? What did it do when you were playing?
Well, there is no better indicator of where you are than what the film shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't ever get it. The eye in the sky does not lie. I know you've heard that a million times, and you'll hear it a million more. Go watch the tape. Go watch the film. What's on the tape is what happened. Now, granted, there may have been someone, you know, screamed a bad call. There may have been you were rushing because whatever. Bottom line is you watch the tape and you get better from it because you can go in and see the mistakes you made, and it's a conscious reminder to not make that mistake again.
Okay, stick with us because when we come back, we've got some first half awards to get to. Plus, a little later, it's the Telestrator. But coming up next, gonna get into the pass rush. We're going deep here on Texans Extra Points. Don't you move a muscle. Stick with us.